While these communities face higher rates of many chronic conditions, they're also not getting important preventative care. David Wright with the Denver Indian Center says fear remains a primary barrier, pointing to decades of mistreatment, including the forced sterilization of women and federal policies that forced medicine men and other spiritual leaders into mental asylums up until 1978.
Native people for a long time have been used to advance medical research without their consent. And so there's a large mistrust within the Native communities against the medical profession.
Between 2018 and 2024, American Indian and Alaska Native people were diagnosed with kidney disease, autoimmune, nervous, metabolic, and endocrine disorders such as diabetes at rates far above their white peers. Wright says the analysis, produced in partnership with the Center for Improved Value in Healthcare, will be used to create a culturally tailored education program for health providers. Without additional training, Wright says health professionals are likely to continue to assume that chronic conditions are due to an individual's dietary choices. Many don't understand that for over 100 years, tribes had to rely on government rations, typically high in carbohydrates and salt, to get enough calories. Poverty, lack of affordable housing, and the breakdown of family systems also disproportionately impact health outcomes. Wright says better health will require treating the whole person, not just specific medical conditions. When people are out of balance in any one area, he says there are ripple effects.
If we're not able to provide stable housing, which is not only a mental and emotional and physical importance, but it also will affect the outcomes and the teachings and the role modeling you need for your children and your family structures.
This is Eric Galatis.